This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban continued to seize more major Afghan cities on Friday as they inch closer to Kabul and move to take full control of Afghanistan, with the United States and Britain deploying thousands of troops to evacuate their citizens from the capital. The evacuation orders came as the Taliban took control of Kandahar, the nation's second biggest city, leaving only Kabul and pockets of other territories in government hands. The Taliban also captured the capital of Logar province, just 50 kilometers or 30 miles from Kabul, with a local lawmaker saying the insurgents were in complete control of the city. The government has now effectively lost most of the country following an eight-day blitz into urban centers by the Taliban that has also stunned Kabul's American backers. The first wave of the offensive was launched in early May, after the United States and its allies all but withdrew their forces from Afghanistan, with U.S. President Joe Biden determined to end two decades of war by September 11th. Police in southwest Britain said Friday a 22-year-old man who shot and killed five people in Plymouth before turning the weapon on himself had a gun license, but they have so far ruled out any connection to terrorism or far-right groups. Police identified the shooter but revealed few other details on Friday. Witnesses reported that he used a pump-action shotgun in his rampage on Thursday night, though they wouldn't confirm what police would not confirm what type of weapon it was and whether that was the one he was licensed to use. Gun crimes are rare in Britain, where there are strict firearm control rules. The country's last mass shooting was more than a decade ago. Police say Thursday's killings, which left six dead, including the shooter, initially appears to be domestic in nature. This is VOA News. Italian firefighters continued to battle blazes in the southern regions of Italy into Friday as forecasters predict record temperatures are going to continue through the weekend. Fire officials said Thursday they carried out more than 500 operations in 12 hours, 230 in Sicily, where the situation is under control after flames had threatened homes and structures the whole night. Water bombing planes and helicopters were deployed to support ground crews. More than 250,000 acres of land, including forests, have been consumed by wildfires across Italy so far this year. This makes summer 2021 the second worst fire season in the last decade after 2017, according to European estimates. Emergency workers battled to relieve flood-hit areas of Turkey's Black Sea region on Friday as the death toll rose to 27. The second natural disaster to strike the country this month. The floods, among the worst Turkey has experienced, brought chaos to northern provinces just as authorities were declaring wildfires that raged through southern coastal regions for 2 weeks had been brought under control. Torrents of water tossed dozens of cars and heaps of debris along streets, with bridges destroyed, roads closed, and electricity cut to hundreds of vehicles. More than 1,700 people were evacuated from Turkey's flood-affected areas, some with the help of helicopters and boats, according to the country's disaster and emergency management director. Turkey's meteorology authority says further heavy rain is expected in the central and eastern Black Sea region and warns of the risk of further floods. A worsening coronavirus outbreak in Sydney prompted Australian regions to pull up the drawbridge on the city and surrounding state Friday, by implementing unprecedented travel restrictions. Western Australia became the latest state to impose tighter curbs on travel from New South Wales and its state capital, which posted a record of new infections on Friday. Western Australia's premier says beginning Tuesday, would-be travelers will have to secure an exemption to enter his state, provide a negative COVID test, show proof of at least one vaccine dose, undergo 14 days home quarantine, and install a tracking app on their phone. There's growing anger at Sydney's failure to bring in a seven-week-old outbreak under control as cases spread to the countryside and across state borders. And Thailand's COVID-19 task force said Friday the country could see coronavirus cases double to 45,000 a day by early next month, even with current lockdown measures in place, as authorities urged people to stay home to reduce infection risks. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.